celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
If you will lay aside every weight of sin that does so easily beset you, you'll have power of your own.
Everything he purchased in his victory at the cross, my warfare is to walk in it.
Culture should not change the church. Culture should not change the Christian.
We free ourselves from the chains of religion and timidity, and tomorrow we've got to change the world.
I see what masquerades as the Christian church in this post-modern, post-Christian world. I perceive two mighty pillars. They're still standing, but barely. Only a handful of folks, only a handful of churchgoers know what they even represent, and even fewer care to be concerned about. I took a photograph not long ago. I went out here. I like to be out in the woods. And I'm wandering through the woods, and I came across a tombstone. The person buried there was born 1776. The only thing remaining is a little lonely pillar on a windswept hillside, signifying nothing more than an unknown someone who lived and died and is now forgotten. Much the same way as I look at the modern church, as I watch online or have the opportunity to be around preachers or other believers, I see what masquerades as the Christian church in this post-modern, post-Christian world. I perceive two mighty pillars. They're still standing, but barely. Only a handful of folks, only a handful of churchgoers know what they even represent, and even fewer care to be concerned about them. Mighty pillings, anchored in the bedrock of truth, have disappeared from our pulpits and are at this very, very moment in danger of being discarded entirely without anyone left to even mourn their passing. In their place, nothing but shadows of the real gospel. Nothing but shadowy, stalking, haunting ghosts filling pews. The twin power pillars I'm talking about are these. Number one, shout number one. Number one, the absolute necessity of heart conversion. Something Jesus branded, for you rebranders, Jesus branded it, you must be born again. You're not shouting now. Somebody didn't know that's in the Bible. It's in John chapter 3. Shout, be born again. Oh, I'm born again. No, you made a decision. That's why the devil has so much victory over you. That's how come you can't just walk over to the fire, because there ain't none, and shake the viper off. Some of you have been fighting the same devil for the last 25 years. I got news for you. You get what I'm talking about tonight, you won't fight him tomorrow. Look, they don't even know how to fight. You want a formula. You want a plan. Good God Almighty. Secondly, reserved for Sunday night in a back room or a home group. Because we ain't got no time for him. I'm talking about the mighty flowing over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate, old-fashioned baptism in the Holy Ghost. Look, some people, when I first met you, you were full of the Holy Ghost. Tonight, you're going to get saved. What? I said, tonight, you're going to get saved. Shout, be born again. This year, 1 million people walking this planet right now will end up in hell in 1 year. 1 million. I expected it to get quiet. Listen, folks, you heard me in that little clip. Lord, in your name, we had a big crowd. We cast out devils. Yeah, but you forgot. That was my name. And I don't know you. One million people this year will spend eternity in hell, which you backslidden, filthy, lying, deceiver, devil with flesh wrapped around you, telling people there is no hell just because you ain't had a vision of it, because you ain't called, does not make it any less real, and God will require their blood at your head. You're not getting off. Look, they don't even shout. Jesus said, if you're against me, if you're not for me, you're against me. Well, you need to get a revelation of love. God loved your sin-sick, desperate, depraved, dying, destitute, diseased soul enough to raise me back from the dead to make sure you never know what hell looks like. Hell. So the bones came together, and there was a great noise. Sounds like church, don't it? A lot of noise, man. There was a lot of noise when that junior prophet was cutting that tree down. Chips were flying everywhere. There was a lot of commotion. Some have mistaken rattle for revival. Some have mistaken action for unction. Hell is real. Hell is real. ¥300,000 people a day are going there. 200 a minute. Hell. I came to the camp meeting, got just what I needed, a vision of hell. We don't want that. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. We are inclusive. Oh, I thought you believed the gospel. Please show me where the gospel is inclusive. Please find me one verse in your Bible that tells you the church is supposed to be inclusive. Jesus said, I dare you to try to get in this thing. Because this is exclusive. It's exclusive. Here's how he said you could get in. Die.
I want you to consider exactly what this message became the prelude to. Summer 2019. Just months later, churches, our entire way of life would be turned upside down by the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. As I labored under a weighty anointing that night, the Holy Spirit within me calling America back to the gospel of Jesus Christ, following the example of the prophet Ezekiel, who said this, and God carried me out in the Spirit. Now, I trust that today's camp meeting classic has provoked you to make your plans to gather again with me and the many, many thousands for America's camp meeting, Dominion Camp Meeting 2024, July 5th, 6th, and 7th, July 5, 6, and 7th. Now, the final day is 7-7, and it'll be a day of eternal significance. We'll be celebrating not only my gospel ministry's 50-year jubilee, but we're going to celebrate your jubilee as well. Jubilee speaks profoundly, prophetically, of restoration, of redemption. And there are multiplied millions, aren't there, who still need to both hear and accept the wondrous gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And that, dear friend, as you know, is my mission. And I'm so very, very blessed to have so many of you that have stood and are standing shoulder to shoulder with me for the advancement of the kingdom of God. I truly, truly believe that as you sanctify your life by sowing a very special jubilee seed, God is about to release his mighty jubilee blessings into your life. Now, some dear friends who have been partners with my ministry for decades, Russ and Cookie Christian, understand that the power of a seed sown in faith, wrapped in expectancy, is the breeding ground of miracles. They wrote to me. Their successful business, as many did, suffered a steep downturn. They ended up owing $50,000 in taxes. They needed a Jubilee debt cancellation. Remember, that's one of the benefits of Jubilee debt cancellation. They decided to sow a sacrificial seed of $1,000, believing for a supernatural turnaround in their situation. They sold their gift. They stood in faith. Not only did that $50,000 tax obligation get supernaturally erased in totality, but they were issued a $30,000 refund. Hey, that's an $80,000 turnaround on a single Jubilee seed. Now listen, when you send your Jubilee seed, include your prayer request as you sow. Do as Hannah did, Cornelius did in your Bible. Connect your sowing and your great faith. Enter this declared season of overwhelming victory. Release your Jubilee seed and help me continue to proclaim the glorious news of the gospel of Christ, crucified. Who else is preaching it? Risen from the dead and coming very, very soon. Now, I need you to pay very close attention. For every friend who sows a Jubilee seed of $150 or more, $150, you will become, this is the first time I'm sharing it, my legacy friend. And that distinction will be displayed for the world to witness at our brand new glorious Founders Gateway. I'll also sow into your life a brand new edition of our most requested Bible, the Jubilee 50th Anniversary Bible. It's just absolutely beautiful. That's rose gold gilding. You'll cherish it for generations. Plus, I'm going to include, as you sow your $150 Jubilee seed today, my legacy book set. It includes No Dry Season. It'll take you a minute to dig into that one, full of revelation, full of anointing, full of blessing. And then I'll also send you my bestseller, No More Crumbs. You're invited to sit and feast at the King's table. Now, perhaps you have a need like Russ and Cookie did, and you're believing God for supernatural intervention. And the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you right now. As he spoke to Russ and Cookie, you heard their $80,000 turnaround miracle. Like them, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today to sow a $1,000 Jubilee celebration seed for your overcoming step of faith. You will today become a mighty legacy builder. When you call now, your name will be permanently displayed on a large, stunning personal stone reserved just for you forever as a part of our great Founders Gateway. Every Jubilee seed celebrating 50 years of gospel ministry is so deeply appreciated. Thank you. Your gifts, you understand, are absolutely vital so that I can continue the soul-winning, Pentecost-proclaiming work of the gospel right here on Breakthrough around the world, as I've been doing for all these years. Would you call now? Include your Jubilee prayer request, because we're going to celebrate and pray over them on 7-7, July 7th, the closing day of Dominion Camp Meeting. You can also write to me, include your prayer request and your seed, or simply click on rodparsley.com. Do it now while the Holy Spirit is so strongly speaking to your heart. I'll have more of today's message coming up as you first take a moment and call sow your Jubilee seed.
The book of Isaiah has the on-ramp to your Jubilee blessing. Learn to do right, seek justice, and defend the oppressed. Celebrate 50 years of ministry by sowing a special Jubilee seed of $150 or more. We'll add your name as a legacy friend. Bridge of Hope has provided more than 35 million meals to those hungry and hurting in need of God's love in the U.S. and around the world. Call now with your seed of $150 or more, and we'll sow back daily ministry into your life. The newest release of the large print Jubilee Bible. It's beautifully bound with an elegant soft touch cover and gilded in stunning rose gold. Plus, the Legacy Book Set, two books used by the Holy Spirit to revolutionize hearts and transform lives. For a very generous Jubilee gift of $1,000 or more, you'll become a legacy builder, and your name will have a place of honor at the Founder's Gateway. Include your prayer requests and respond by July 7th as we celebrate Jubilee during Dominion Camp Meeting. Call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Thank you.
Listen to me. You listen to me as if you're never going to hear another message as long as you live. You're feeling good, or you're having a more successful life, is not why Jesus died. Oh, there are benefits. Whoopee. I don't care if I live in a shack, if the Spirit of God fills that place. I don't care. I don't have to live in a shack. You recoil against any. I'm blessed. I mean, I'm blessed, man. But I fear we're blessing people to hell. They think this is a Ponzi scheme. They do. Isaiah wanted to see God. He didn't run to some altar and pray some 5-minute confession so we could get the next crowd in. Does anybody remember? Clint, I know you remember. Old upright piano like that. Wood pews. I remember the glory. It's not a story to me. It's not something somebody told me. I remember. I remember the night I got saved. Some of you can't even shout. Sister Gillicuddy on one side and Sister Yay Yay on the other. 30 people in the building. Wooden benches. Now, if I believed that'd save you, that's what this place would look like. But it doesn't. We were always saying, well, but times change and we have to change. Well, change your methods. Nobody cares about your dumb methods. They ain't as cool as you think they are anyway. I don't care about your methods. Is there life change? Yeah, this is an altar. This is where folk come to die. Well, I thought this is where they come to get blessed. Well, they can get blessed after they die.
We got the heart before the course here. Hell. That book says it's a place of the eternal incarceration of the doomed and damned souls of men, and it is forever.
The book of Isaiah as the on-ramp to your Jubilee blessing. Learn to do right, seek justice, and defend the oppressed. Celebrate 50 years of ministry by sowing a special Jubilee seed of $150 or more. We'll add your name as a legacy friend. Bridge of Hope has provided more than 35 million meals to those hungry and hurting in need of God's love in the U.S. and around the world. Call now with your seed of $150 or more, and we'll sow back daily ministry into your life. The newest release of the large print Jubilee Bible. It's beautifully bound with an elegant soft touch cover and gilded in stunning rose gold. Plus, the Legacy Book Set, two books used by the Holy Spirit to revolutionize hearts and transform lives. For a very generous Jubilee gift of $1,000 or more, you'll become a legacy builder, and your name will have a place of honor at the Founder's Gateway. Include your prayer requests and respond by July 7th as we celebrate Jubilee during Dominion Camp Meeting. Call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Thank you.
Well, hear ye, tonight at 7 o'clock, mark it down. Set a timer on your cell phone, but do not be late. You will not want to miss one moment. 7 o'clock tonight is the kickoff to America's Camp Meeting, Dominion 2024. We're going to have such anointed praise and worship tonight. Harvest Music Live is here. And listen, you do not want to miss the surprise guests that are joining us tonight. The Word of God that's been deposited in my spirit for you, for America, will be released tonight, and I trust you are going to be right in the middle of the blessing. If you're in Ohio or Pennsylvania or Michigan or Indiana, Illinois, come on, there's still time to get here. And we'll be live on YouTube, on Facebook, and at rodparsley.tv. Tonight at 7, and then Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m., 2 in the afternoon, and 7 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. It's America's Camp Meeting 2024. We'll look forward to being with you right in the blessing.